So maybe it is time to rethink old Sigmund, to reconsider the whole enterprise of psychoanalysis. What would it be like to really live with Freud? Commentator Aaron Kloon has a few personal observations.
Before I start expressing my feelings, here's a quick bio. I grew up in the pastoral Midwestern town of Madison, Wisconsin. I'm the second of four children. Or to put that in the psychological terms that my family would use, I was the one who dethroned my older brother. Perhaps not every family sits around the dinner table talking about Alfred Adler and his theory of individual psychology, but to this day, I feel competent to talk about myself and pretty much anyone else in psychological terms. That is not only because I have a healthy and intact ego, but also because I was raised by a Freudian therapist. Some people will tell you that being raised by a therapist can lead to psychological deficiencies. The tailor's kids always have holes in their clothes, that type of thing. Though I'm not sure that's the best analogy, because in the Freudian case, the shirt would be like a kid's personality structure. The holes in the shirt would be big problems like projection, dissociation, or worse yet, repression. In that case, the proverbial shirt would look more like Swiss cheese. It would have no buttons whatsoever, and an entire sleeve would have been ripped off in a fit of self-destructive rage. If that makes no sense to you, well, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. Like my mom always said, every relationship has breaks in empathy. And in my family, that kind of clinical conversation passed for small talk. Being raised by a shrink was great in a lot of ways. As kids, we grew up very self-aware. We were especially aware of the pathologies we would probably develop. We also knew exactly what developmental stage we were going through while we were going through it. That was awesome because really, what kid doesn't like to be told they're making a bad choice because they have an immature prefrontal cortex? What teenager doesn't need to hear that they're acting like a self-centered jerk because they're going through a normal stage of separation? Growing up in a Freudian household didn't mean we could get away with any bad behavior under the guise of self-awareness. When I was 5, I got in trouble for pushing my baby sister down the stairs. It was not clear to me that I was still learning how to self-regulate. When I was a teenager, I walked out to the backyard where my mom and her friends were talking and drinking iced tea and told them their lives were boring. I was just individuating, though at that particular moment, it didn't seem like anyone appreciated it. Now that I'm an adult, I'm a lot more receptive to my mom's therapeutic insights. I really needed her help, for example, when my kids are potty training. Somehow, in spite of all the free therapy I received as a kid, I grew up to be a control freak. And as we all know, getting into a power struggle with a 4-year-old about when and where she should poop can have severe and lasting consequences. As a parent, I sometimes wish I'd learned more from my mom. It frustrates me that I don't always understand my kids' behavior. I am totally fluent in cocktail party Freudian. I can discuss any politician in terms of their failed or successful Oedipal battle. But the truth is, I know very little about actual child psychology. I have heard about a concept in psychology called good enough mothering. It's about trying hard and accepting your limits. I learned it from my mom. I've never read a single book about it, but in retrospect, I'm glad someone did.
Aaron Kloon is a writer who lives not far from our studio in Madison.